deception, partial nudity, douche lessons, unpleasant language. Dueling talk shows. Since last month Oprah had a special show, Women Who Fake Orgasms, this month, not to be outdone, Jerry Springer is presenting a nighttime special, Men Who Fake Bowel Movements. Graphic video, foul odors. In a special program, Dr. Phil welcomes famed psychic medium John Edwards to the show, and they try to contact dead whores. Then, in a special pre-taped segment, Dr. Phil cures a woman's fear of flying by throwing her out of an airplane. Limited intellects. Even more talk. Two fascinating glimpses into the medical world as Montel Williams investigates doctors who intentionally give patients the SIF, and Maury Povich interviews twins who eat each other's feces. Indigestion. Award-winning documentary maker Ken Burns continues his penetrating look at America's history as he takes on a three-part study, The Great Cabbage Fart Panic of 1860. The disaster, which lasted an entire summer, took the lives of 3,500 people, mostly from lung diseases. The special sound effects heard required the services of over 300 Milwaukee men who were fed only beer and cabbage for 7 weeks. 14 stuntmen died during the recreations. Then, Friday at midnight, don't miss Willie Nelson's pay-per-view concert, Wankin' with Willie. Willie kicks off the festivities in great fashion as he gets right into one of his all-time bestsellers, Too Drunk to Jerk Off. Then he introduces his guest star, Loretta Lynn, who sings her big hit, Your Love Ran Down My Leg and Now You're Gone. Willie then joins her on stage, and they warble a pair of romantic love songs, Kiss Me, I'm Coming, and You Blew My Mind, Now Blow Me. The pair's tandem segment concludes as Willie serenades Loretta with his special new arrangement of We Kissed and My Balls Exploded. Willie then takes the solo spotlight again with his familiar country lament, I Should Have Fucked Old What's-Her-Name. And what would a Willie Nelson show be without a good old cowboy song? This time he honors the late Roy Rogers and does an authentic Western ballad written by Roy called It's Midnight in Montana and I Can't Get My Dick Out of This Cow. Home movie footage of the original incident taken by Roy's beloved wife Dale Evans adds to the song's authenticity. His faithful horse Trigger is seen off to the side brandishing a huge hard-on. The whole shebang then ends with more vintage video, this time from Willie's first special. Two of Willie's great buddies, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, both now gone to that big corral in the sky, are seen with Willie as they all deliver a rousing version of that definitive honky-tonk anthem, drinking beer, taking a shit, and passing out. As the closing credits roll and his band plays God Bless America, Willie is seen smoking a big joint rolled in American flag paper. Hi, honey, how was Debbie's checkup?
The dentist was really pleased. Only 6 extractions this time.
Great.
Plus, she needs a jawbone graft and 12 implants.
Must be that new gel toothpaste we've been using.
Yes, patented new Chopper Sheen. Removes unwanted pulp, enamel, and bone.
Chopper Sheen, now in refreshing mint.
Here's a piece of graffiti I saw scrawled in black marking pen on one of those newspaper dispensers you see on New York sidewalks. It said, Rosie O'Donnell sleeps with her head between a woman's legs. I couldn't help wondering who had written it. And under what circumstances? I wondered, had someone simply awakened that morning and decided the time had come to share this little tidbit he'd been thinking about for a long time? And had he gone out that day determined to find a good place to write it? And this seemed like the best spot? Was it that simple? Or was the person just out walking around and had this sudden burst of inspiration, something he didn't want to forget? But he didn't have a piece of paper handy. And why didn't he take the newspaper dispenser home with him to refer to it later? And I also wondered, if that was it, what kind of person was walking around with one of those thick felt-tip marking pens in his pocket in the first place? This wasn't no Sharpie, folks. This was one of those serious, thick, chisel-tip pens that get you high if you leave it open too long. It's thoughts of this sort that seriously limit the size of my circle of friends. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your announcer, Dondaleo Prell. Join us now as we play America's favorite game, Answer This, You Prick! The show where folks just like you, although perhaps less attractive, have a chance to win fabulous prizes. And now, here's America's favorite prick, Anthony Boff.